The executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union says a new law in North Carolina is a thinly veiled attack on the advances for lesbian, bisexual, gay, and transgender rights. This includes a recognition of same-sex marriages. Even in Montana, the North Carolina law is being raised as a campaign issue in this year's gubernatorial contest. The ACLU's Anthony Romero is scheduled to be in Montana next week to discuss this and other issues. He talked with Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Yamanaka.
The new North Carolina law basically prohibits local governments from extending civil rights protections to gays and transgender people. Laws like this are often referred to by supporters as protecting religious freedom.
For us, we care about both sets of rights.
Anthony Romero says the North Carolina law, and others like it, are not just bigoted and misguided, but also unconstitutional. He says they will be challenged in court. He says anti-discrimination laws aren't an endorsement of the LGBT agenda. Romero says it's about respecting the rights of individuals to live free from discrimination. He says corporate America understands this. Already, corporations are rethinking whether to do business in North Carolina. PayPal this week withdrew expansion plans in Charlotte because of that state's new laws.
If state leaders allow their states to become hotbeds for bigotry and prejudice, people will move. And people will sell homes, people will close businesses, people will take jobs elsewhere, or won't take jobs in those states. And it will be a race to the bottom.
Immediately following PayPal's announcement Wednesday, Governor Steve Bullock, who faces re-election this year, was quick to contact the company about expanding its operations in Montana instead. Both Bullock and Senator John Tester signed that letter of invitation. It was a political strike at Bullock's likely Republican opponent in November, Greg Gianforte. The Bozeman businessman has been asked repeatedly his stand on this issue. Gianforte has said repeatedly he's against discrimination, but he refused to answer directly when asked by YPR if he would sign a so-called religious freedom bill if elected governor. Romero thinks that's problematic.
I don't think there is anywhere to hide on this debate. And I think it's what's very clear is that, you know, people retain their right to exercise their religious beliefs. They retain their right to disagree with laws and policies and politics. But we don't get a chance to opt out from the basic rules that govern our engagement with each other.
That would lead to chaos, he says. Romero is scheduled to speak twice in Missoula at the University of Montana on Wednesday before traveling to Bozeman for an event at Montana State University. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.